reveal himself. Yosef has held back for a while not to reveal himself, to be kind of dreams. The dreams should be Mekuyim. Nice word this week for Simcha Scheinberg, the Shiva of beautiful word. He said that it says by Yaakov Avinu, by the Yaakov Avinu says that he was waiting. Shama Abba Shoresma by the dreams. Abba Shoresma Dovah. He was waiting that the dreams should be recorded. What's the Pshah? He was waiting the dreams should be recorded. So he said a beautiful word. He said that Simcha, what from Simcha? Son was focused. He said, "Over by the love, very nice boy." He said that it says, "So the Maisi said that the Medrash says that when Yaakov Rachel came and said, listen, Rachel came to Yaakov Avinu and said, I don't have children. She said, so he said, what do you want from me? I said, "The kima noichesh, and one I mean, mech and I have kids." So the Mishnah brings this measure, famous measure. Kach oynes amiiko, kach oynes amiiko. This is how you answer people who are in distress. Hayecho shebonecho oyn b'lutnei b'no. So the tikkun for Yaakov Avinu's chet of Kach Noyes and Menuka was what? That they had to bow to him. I am the Thay B'Nor, the Mela, for all of Shorim is that Dover, he was waiting to Shem Akuyim, because that would be a kapara for him. He had to get a kapara of eventually, but not I am the Thay B'Nor. Nice word, no? It's amazing. So Mela, So Yaakov Avinu was Shomer. So he's waiting for this kapara, this tikkun should happen. And maybe he was waiting that dream from his sky. But when the dreams from his sky now, Binyamin came to bow for him. So that was ready. He was oimed to reveal himself. Maybe he would have waited a little bit longer. Said because maybe the kind some hold that he wanted the kind to dream in his fullest. But Yaakov Avinu, but the Ma'aseh the Yischazik Yisrael. Maybe that was the sky. This week's parasha. But anyway, we came to the matzav of Yosef is now ready. He revealed himself, but not only to reveal himself, as we said in the Thursday, was he had an inyan to give him teichocha. They needed to get teichocha. They had made a terrible mistake. They had sold their brother for a pair of shoes, and they now have to realize the terrible mistake that it came from whatever reason why they did it, or jealousy, whatever it was. But it was a wrong thing, and they made a terrible mistake. So Yosef wants to give the punchline on Yosef. He wants to tell his brothers, Ani Yosef. He's been waiting for a long time to tell his brother, Ani Yosef. And according to what he said last, he wants to tell him, Ha'oid Avichai. Ha'oid Avichai. Aba state in Pasik, V'lo Yocho Yosef L'his Apek. L'chon Yitzom Olav. Yosef cannot hold back L'chon Yitzom Olav. V'yikra. Ha'otziyo Cholish V'yolai. V'lo Omar Isha Yitoy B'svada Yosef V'lecha Moya Diga Pasik Abayisah. The Yosef Atzal and Rashi touched the pasuk. Lo yochel Yosef zavuchon, lo yochel is boil. He could not fathom. He couldn't bear. He couldn't bear. She mitzrayim nitzavim olov mitzrayim b'shoyim she'echom b'spayim shebiyivodon lahem. Unbelievable thing about this. You what's going on over here? I hear the godless. Ad mosi agiu masai al masai avoyis. This Rashi. We should have mamish. We saw this. We always learned the Rashi. We should have mamish had such an unbelievable chizuk, but an unbelievable look at the madrega. What Yosef Atzalga was Yosef standing here. He's been. He was really mamish badgered. They took him as a young kid, and he was asking us, Achan and Vakesh, I want my brothers. He wanted brotherhood, and he was interested in brotherhood. And they took him, and they not only threw, first they wanted to kill him, and they threw him into a pit with snakes and scorpions, and they took him out, they ripped him out of the pit and sold him to a bunch of Arabs on the way down. Smelly Arabs, but at this time they happened to have a good smell, as Shem Baruch Hashem, with no deodorant, but they were carrying still good stuff. But anyway, no old spice, new spice. Whatever it was, they throw him to the Arabs and begun him. And then he gets sold down to Mitzrayim, the place, that place of Mamish, Hashem Yirachim. He has to go through what Ashes Potiphar and be in jail. All the sorrows of Moshe. Can you imagine what's going through Yosef's mind now? Oh, how sweet is revenge, man. How sweet is revenge! This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. I can mamish get them now. They made my life bitter. Obviously Hashem had better plans, but they destroyed my life. They took away from my father, 22 years. Yosef was in love with his father. He had a tremendous relationship with his father. And he had to be down in the tribe for 22 years. And here comes the punchline. He's all ready. And he can't hold back. He can't hold back anymore. According to somebody, he wanted to hold back more. The Yaakov should come down. Maybe he can't. It's not there. He's bursting. At this moment, Rabbi, what would the normal person be going? Just let it out, man. Let it out. All the psychologists will tell you, you got to let it out. So let it out. Burst it out. Get it out of your chest already, Joe. Get it off. That's unbelievable, godless. He can't hold back. Why? He has to get everybody out of the room. Why? So they shouldn't be shamed. They shouldn't be shamed. They should have busha from the Mitzrayim. They'll have busha ba'etzim. Of course they're going to have busha. They're going to have tremendous busha. This busha was that the neshamas went out from the busha. But so v'shal tov, they'll have an extra busha to be in front of the Mitzrayim. They don't deserve that busha pastures. Yosef Paskin. That the busha of knowing Ani Yosef and the criticism that to know that they have to be criticized and given toichacha, that anoid avichai, that your taina of the base of Levi is a shtus. Oid avichai, where's your old concern and care when you sold me down here? It's shtus for hevel. The taina is up the shlok, mamish mineu bay. But mitzad sheini, they don't deserve that extra busha from the Jemitzvah. That they don't deserve. They don't deserve it. They don't. And if Yosef felt maybe they did, but he didn't want them to have that busha. The godless HaNefesh of a person understanding that you have to criticize sometimes. And you have to criticize and you have to tell somebody when he's doing something wrong. And you have to give it over to the guy very strongly that he knows. But at the same time to have the gedult and have the understanding and the righteousness to know that to make it much more painful for the guy than it has to be. And we see weiter, Rabbi Yisrael, Nochak Knecher, after this tremendous thing, Rabbi Yisrael, this tremendous busha, this tremendous thing, Yosef gave it to them, and he gave it to them good, Rabbi Yisrael. They were staring there with their mouths wide, the jaw dropped 10 feet, and they were staring with their mouth open like mamish, like a bombshell hit, Hiroshima. Yosef standing there, you know, he could have mamish, you know, taken the screwdriver and went deeper. Gone deeper with it. You guys sold me down here, look what happened. What happens right after that? But Yosef, Kishuno Eilah, Vayi Goshu. Rashi says, Lashon Tachnunim, Lashon Raka. You heard what you had to hear. You got your Musa, Beis HaLevi, this Torah, that Torah. They got exactly what they had to hear. Now, he hugs them, he kisses them. Why? Yosef showed the boys that it was after one thing over here. It wasn't revenge, and it wasn't to try to hurt them, get them. He could have done it many. It was one thing. They had to know that it was wrong. But more than that, extra busha, how it's supposed to be. The boys said, this is an unbelievable musal lesson. It's a sheer klali. And had a gift to Chacha, the boys said. Because this was the moment they needed the most of Chacha. This wasn't Stam B'toy Chacha. Oh, you come a little Shpet to Shachris, the Mashkiach calls you in. You know, you're coming a little late to Shachris. You miss Shachris, this, you're not so, you know, this, that. this was a matoy chacha they were living a false life. They were living in a dream. They were living in a mistake, in a sheker. And Yosef had to correct that mistake. Yosef had to correct it in the most deepest way. There was a tifa mistake of a terrible mistake. The mistake was so deep that they couldn't even notice it was Yosef. One of the biggest powers of different shmuzer boys said, there's the most power that no one has an answer to this question. Yosef is sitting there. So the answer of the Gemara is a Gemara answer. He left without a beard, and now he has a beard. Pella the Gemara by saying, Tzorach Ian Gondo, Chaz Mishon, Chazal said, we have to understand it. Well, maybe we'll touch it over, but it's the Chorah Pella by saying, Chazal said that Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. I have a question. Did Yaakov have a beard? I think he was clean shaved. He was the rabbi for the young Israel. He didn't have a Yaakov Avinu had a beard, the Chayda. So he looked even more like Yaakov Avinu. And he doesn't look Egyptian, by saying. No mummies. He looked like a Jewish guy with that big nose. And he, oh, well, who could that be? And he starts telling you, Reuven, Shimon, and you and your cradle used to have a little thing that used to play. Na, 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 na. Kids, you had this, you had that. It's going through this. He's telling them everything about everything on both sides. And they're not with him for this 5 minutes. They got a glance at his side. The side of his neck. They got a glance. They're sitting in front of eating with him. The whole time he's telling them, I don't see, there's no half of either that it's him. Pella the Gazaka, but he said, how could it be? How could it be? Is that like one of the most clear assumes? But you see, it's Murray the Gastama, that's commercial for a different Shabbat, but he said, I always say the Pshad Rashi says that they came down, they came, so you say, okay, they weren't looking for Jew Yosef. They thought he was dead. They thought he was in the caverns. Rashi says, by Yerodu Achi Yosef, they were looking for him. They're looking for him in the corner for Nikas Chometz. Maybe he's in there, in between the cracks. And a man standing in front of them, and he's speaking to them. He looks like Yosef. He acts like Yosef. He tells them everything. Wow, who could that be? Three choice, none of the above. Hell of the Gazaka, Yosef. The Teretz of Rashi says they were looking for the Eved, Yosef. The poison became Mokum Shehu. They're looking for the Eved. There's no such Metzias as Yosef Amel. Can't be. It was out of their thing. This guy cannot be. So who could it be? Maybe it's the guy down the block cleaning the streets, the plumber, Joe's plumbing. Maybe he's to open the plumbing business, but he's not standing there as a king. That out of our vocabulary, it's not a shot. Out of the picture. They were looking for Eved. The poison of a coma. They ready to spend a lot of money because they said he's an Eved. He's only an Eved. It's not Shad. We're not an Eved. But kids are different shmooze when a person doesn't want to see, he won't see no matter how much you're showing for him. But here, he saw there was a mokum now to get them and give them the tochach that they needed to hear that the whole derech achayim, the whole machshava, it's a tois me'ikara v'ezim. So he has to give them real tochach. He says the words that he has to say, nothing more, nothing less. He doesn't add. He doesn't go into it more. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai, that's all he needs to say. That's it. It speaks for itself. Nifhalo mifonah. Now they got the tochach of Yosef, saw it affected. That's it, Rabbi Yosef. The criticism is over. They got the message. They understand. So first of all, he doesn't do it in a shameful way that they should be embarrassed. That's you don't give teichacha. You don't scream at a person in front of the whole world. But even when he does it, at the end, after the teichacha is over, Yosef showed him his total shem shemayim, kshuno eli. He starts hugging them and kissing them and everything. Well, I was totally shem shemayim. You have to know the vart. You have to know you did something wrong. And now, I love you. I care about you. And this is the most important voice. This is a Musa and Hasu. This could be the Pshat. The Pashat Tad, the Chaznish says we can't give Teichacha today. It's very hard to give Teichacha. We don't know how to give Teichacha. People don't understand that even if you have to give Teichacha, you have to think many times what's going on by Yanim. And you have to something correct. You have to criticize. And let's call it, you have to try to correct. You want to help. And a good friend wants to give a person Teichacha. Don't let him do whatever he wants. You see a guy do something wrong, you go over and you tell him something because you really care about him. The friend who doesn't care, that's the guy who just lets the guy go and go in the Shem Yishar and blow himself up. But a guy who cares about him doesn't let him go into the minefield. He tells him, he tries to tell him maybe not to hang out with these guys. He tries to warn him from difficult and dangerous people. That's a real friend, says Mr. Yishar. The friends who are saying, oh, you're doing a great job. Go, sleep all day, whatever. Givalda, keep it going. You're saying the Guinness Book World Records. Keep it going. You'll be famous one day. How many hours you slept in yeshiva? to have your picture up in the Guinness Book of World Records. 364 days. He doesn't want the Sutton Makatri. Kitzah. Okay, so he doesn't let him sleep. He goes to him and he tries to wait. But the boy says, how to criticize the boy says, how to tell somebody that you care about him really and give it the right way, the boy said. This is so important in life, the boy said, because we have this so often. And the most important time, the boy said, is Ovada when we're bachel, but even more, the boy said, we always get down to this. I've been paid by the women to speak about it. But no, but kids said, but the Yisoyla Dvarim is marriage, the boy said. How to criticize. A person sometimes has to, and he will, in his marriage, have to say a few words. He can't eat chicken wings every single night. It just doesn't go. He's gonna, the next time he sees a chicken wing, he's going to fly out the wing with, on the wings of the chicken. He can't see another chicken wing, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to know how to do it, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to know how to do it, when to do it. It's the right way, Rabbi Yisrael. If the person doesn't have to do it, he's on that Madrega or Moshe Feinstein. Everybody knows the story of Moshe, page 57, 17 lines at the top. That Moshe was the Rav in Luban at age 20. He became the Rav of Luban. And Moshe, he was a single guy. And they had somebody cook for him, because he didn't have a wife yet. He only got married to the Rebbetzin in a year later, a few years later, he was 25 when Moshe got married. 27 maybe, 27 when she got married. So the Maisa, yeah, they were married for 64 years, 91. Kitsa, so he got married at 27, so from 20 to 27 was above, but then he was the Rav in Uzda. He was the Rav in Uzda for him. Luban was later, then he was mad. And Uzdi was the Rav. So Uzdi was the Rav, and he had a Mabashela, that lady cooked for him. And she cooked for him meals, and his sister, Rebbe Tzilchana, small, Chana Katz, and said, Chana Small came to visit him, because she was Chana Feinstein then. And she said, Moshe, you look like you're putting on weight these days. You got a little heavy, maybe your frock is a little tight on you. So he said, yeah, well, Baruch Hashem, the lady makes me food. She fills up my plate with a heavy, heaping portion of food, you know, mashed, whatever it is. It's very hard to tell. She's watching McCoy. It's very hard to decipher what it is. But anyway, she fills the plate with this huge concoction, bananas and string beans, whatever is in there, everything. She finds the kitchen, throws it into the... Anyway, she fills the plate, and I eat it, and I finish the whole plate. And then she sees it's empty, she says, he must be hungry, she fills it again. And he said, so she said to him, she joined them for lunch. Oh boy, did she regret that day. So she got also a heaping portion. She said she took one bite, and she thought she was going to throw up. She quickly found a dog, something. She quickly got it off her plate somehow. And her Moshe for 3 years was eating this food straight because he didn't want to say anything. She was cursed. Okay. But when I'm a Drager bus, we call it a heaping portion of whatchamacallit. We don't know what it is, where she dug it up. And the Maisa, you have to say something, Maisa. But the Maisa, how to say something, Maisa. The wife worked the whole day on this concoction. I don't know how she was able to work the whole day on this thing, Maisa, because you have to be a genius to... Anyway, the kids are... But you work the whole day on it, and you come home, and the boy said, and it tastes like... I don't want to say what it tastes like. It's not the most enticing thing, the boy said. So what do you do now, the boy said? You have to know how to criticize, and you see the sweat, perspiration coming down the sides of her head. She was in the hot kitchen, and you in the air-conditioned-based medrash, back to Shavuos 21, you still didn't buy the air conditioner. But anyway, Ramaisa, at the end of the day, so what do you do, Rabbi? You have to know, Rabbi, we have to be so careful, a person's feelings. We're not malochim, but we have to understand the Torah expects us to understand that even we have to say something, we have to give over something that we might not like. It has to be so soft and so right and so careful that we care about the others, not to cause them anything bad. First of all, Haitzio Kol Ishmael, if you don't like the food, this food... You know, in front of the whole family. If you want to say the food's no good, like Yosef, first get everybody out of the room. The kids don't have to. This kid is young; he doesn't know what's good or what's bad. Let him eat the food. But even when you have to do it, you take your wife and you know what? The potatoes tonight were not shagach. But you have to realize, you know, I have to be careful. If I eat too much of these types of potatoes, so that starch is not so good for me. I need more. The kids, you come with a mahalo, but it has to be with gloves to understand how to talk to a wife. You're upset, you're careful. The voice that hurting someone's feelings is something that the Bnei Shom is teveya, very stark, the voice said. Very stark. You have to be so careful. So even when we have to, we have a right. You always had all the right in the world. But see how careful you went. Ala soiv, nothing extra, no extra shame for the mitzvim. And afterwards it's finished, right back to the love, right back to the care. Sometimes a guy gives criticism to a guy and he bears a grudge for 3 weeks, the voice said. You know, there's a way of doing things, Rabbi said. There's a way of telling somebody off. There's a way, even of throwing somebody out of yeshiva, there's a way of doing that. A guy could feel the Rabbi said, that the Miser Sova Shaldova, there's people they throw out of the yeshiva, they feel like garbage, and they ruin their whole life. And a person could do it in a way where he feels the guy's a mensch. It says Rabbi Steinman worked very hard never to throw out a bracha. But he said, even when he threw it out the three times he threw it, he always made sure he found him a place. And he got him a place to go, and it was done with loving care. The bracha never had. Obviously, there's always going to be some type of thing, but the bracha didn't take it so clear because it's a different story. When you know that it's really coming from care, that you love the person, you care the person, and it's just a matter you can't afford, you can't deal with it. This is the lesson we learned: the musa shmuz, the shir klali from Yosef Atzadik, and the mitzvah of Techocha. That you have to give it as short as possible. You're careful which words you have to say. That was enough. You didn't need more. And beforehand, not to cause any extra shame. And afterwards, with the love and back and kissing them and hugging them, that I really care for you. If it's done that way, the person chutz from the fact that you're yoytzi mitzvahcho and you're doing the right thing, but the maestro of techocha has much greater effect. We see by Yankov, one Yankov Avinu says, by Yankov Avinu, he came to the well, Achai, he made a boss, and Yankov Kavnetsky says, he came to the well, he asked, he called them a brother, he didn't know them, he first got a good feeling with them, he made them feel good, then he gave them to Chokh, but he said, this is the lesson, this is the Musa Shmuz, to be able to have a good relationship with the people, and to realize that we have, again, you said always, to be, think about their feelings, even when it comes a moment that I'm right, and I have to criticize, and I have to make a moment, it has to be done with gloves, with caring, understanding, not to hurt the person. Mizrach, through that, Rabbi Yisai, if there had been mentioned that the today's night is Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis is the Aschola of Ujraham. Everybody says it's the Aschola. It's much worse of the four Tanaisim because it's the Aschola. Everything goes much to the Aschola. That's why some hold that Ujraham holds if it comes out on Shabbos, if he has it on Shabbos. But the Pshad is about it. The Tikkun is from tonight also. The Tikkun is from tonight. If the Aschol of the Churban was tonight, the Tikkun is from tonight. And the Churban, we know, was because of Sin Aschinah, because we didn't know how to get along with people. But the way to Mesakin that is Avas Finim, is to love everybody, to treat everybody carefully. And even we have to criticize with gloves, with caring and understanding. We say, if you that, the Binyan Bayis, Shlishim Hei, Amen.